Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, yes, so all I'm saying is he's a problem, right? So if he's going to be a problem, and then we got to change the name of the show or something.
Yeah, well, sir, you know, it's not like I don't not disagree. However, you know.
Yeah, now, so this is Rufus T. Rufus. Now, as a lawyer around here, once we start throwing out double negatives and triple negatives, as it were, you understand, with a don't being the first one there, not being the second one there, so the don't and the not are going to cancel each other out. And then the disagree, I think, is going to be your third negative, so that's your triple negative, which I think is going to bring it back into the fold of being negative. And
I just think we got to stick to the matter at hand.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to keep it straight from a legalese point of view.
Yeah, well, nobody really cares about the legalese point of view at the moment, because I think what we're trying to figure out is a bigger issue here, all right?
Yes, so I totally don't not agree with you.
Oh, come on. Would you stop it?
Aloysius, I'm sorry. I got caught up in the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's what tends to happen. Whenever we talk, it's always some chipper-jabber about a bunch of hootenanny, you know? And what we're trying to do here is really focus. And my thing is, Bumper Car ain't around. He ain't recording podcasts. He ain't been recording podcasts since I don't even know when. And I don't get paid unless I make the podcast. So I'm around, right? And I need to eat. I'm a pig who likes to eat food, okay?
Yeah, no, it's interesting, Aloysius. I'm not a pig, you understand? But I am someone who does enjoy the food, enjoys eating, you know? And it has been reminiscing a little bit about when I was before I was ever a lawyer, you understand? When I was just in short pants and I was walking around by the creek, you understand? And there was a little shack there, and it was a snack shack, they called it. And I would go on up to the snack shack and to the manager's name was Jack. I think it was called Jack's Snack Shack. And I would go in and I would peruse the aisles. There's really only one aisle, and I would peruse it up and down, left and right, and I would pick out my favorite food in the whole wide world.
All right, you got me hooked. I want to know what your favorite food in the whole wide world is, but then we got to get back to the real thing. But I'm intrigued by the whole crick and whatever you got going on there. Tell me.
Wow. Well, what I would find is that Jack's Snack Shack is they had it was dry rolled oats, and they would come in a little packet and a little sack there, and then I'd get a little apple juice. So some oats and some apple juice, and sometimes I might eat a carrot or two as well.
Now, Rufus, I don't want to get personal, I don't want to get to your business, but are you a horse? Because what you just described is basically the snack of a horse. Like, you're going to go in, horses love eating oats, they love eating carrots, and they love apples. So I assume, I don't know if they drink apple juice, or if they're those things that's like, oh, I'll eat an apple, but I won't eat apple sauce, and I won't eat apple juice, but I will eat apples. And you're like, buddy, it's the same thing. All right, it's just in a different package, all right?
So hold on a second. So I'm looking it up on all of the internets, every single one, and I'm not finding Jack's Snack Shack down by the creek, but I am finding a Jack's Snack Shack That's way out the back, you understand. That's the other part of town, I think. And it's got wonderful reviews. Maybe we should take a field trip out there one day.
Oh, now, you know, not to burst your bubble there, producer, and I do appreciate you doing research on the fly like that.
Oh, how do I love eating flies? That are my favorite food, you know, if we're talking about it.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. We just want to figure out whatever Rufus is talking about. But, okay, thanks for the info.
Yeah, now, as I was saying, now, the Jack's Snack Shack that they have listed there that's way out back, that is not actually affiliated with Jack's Snack Shack that's down by the creek. So that one is closer to the tracks, you understand? So it's Jack's Snack Shack that's down by the tracks. And what had happened was Jack, the proprietor, had opened up his snack shack down by the tracks near the creek. And that's the one that everybody went to. That's the one everybody knows. That's where the reputation was built. And lo and behold, Jack had a cousin also, watch this, he named John, but they called himself Jack. So Jack number two moves into town, sees how well Jack's Snack Shack is doing and the good reputation it has, and proceeds to go out back and open himself up his own snack shack. So what I'm saying is that Jack's Snack Shack way out back is a hack. All
yeah,
right.
Wait a minute. You don't want to detract from Jack's Snack Shack way out back, or else he might come on over here and give you a smack, is what I've heard about that guy, okay?
Yeah, no, I've heard the same thing, where Jack's Snack Shack from way out back does not have any kind of a lack for giving smacks. In fact, he has a knack for giving stacks upon stacks upon stacks upon smacks. And you might have to get out of town on your, yacht?
Now, yeah, this took a terrible turn as everything seems to do in this podcast. Where, you know, we're just chit-chatting and having a little bit of fun, and then out of nowhere, everything goes loop-de-loo, and Producer, I just felt like you were forcing there. You were, you know, just pushing a little bit harder than you needed to. I thought we had a good premise, and we could have ridden it home, but then you start. I don't know. I don't even know what you were doing.
Well, I agree that it was terrible. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give producer an A for effort, or is it E for effort? Is E even a? That's not a letter grade, is it? E for effort. And T for nice try. E for effort? How does that... And T's not... I don't know what we're doing, because these aren't letter grades. It's A, B, C, D, E, F. Wait, but E's not in there. A, B, C, I got a D. Oh, no, I got an F on my test. What's in E? Is that in between? How do I get an E? I would like to get an E. I think it's better than an F. It's one better than an F. One less better than a D.
Yeah, so when I was in frog school, we didn't have all of those letters, the A's and the B's or whatever. We had an S, which was for a satisfactory, and we have an N, which was for needs to be more satisfactory, I think.
Needs improvement.
What are we talking about that needs improvement? The sound? Can you not hear? What are you talking about?
No. I think he was saying your S was for satisfactory, and then your N, was for needs improvement, as opposed to needs more satis... You know, I don't... Can we not? This has got my head all in a jumble here. I got this dude over here who's eating like a horse lunch, oats and carrots and applesauce.
Apple juice.
Juice, sorry. Yep. Not, I know, you don't like applesauce.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What was it? You had some sort of a bug in your bonnet before when we first started talking, when we all came into the room. And I don't remember. That was minutes ago, and I don't have any idea what we was talking about initially. So if anybody wants to refresh my memory, if I'm to be honest, my blood sugar's a little bit low because I hadn't had a chance to have a snack or even really a little bit of a lunch today. I'm feeling a little bit peckish, which if you know what that means.
Now, I'm worried because when you said peckish, that you're like, I think chickens, they peck, right? They peck their food. So does peckish have anything to do with, do you want to eat some birdseed? I don't know what else birds eat. Do birds eat other things?
No, yes, absolutely. Birds eat bugs and
really?
Yeah, worms too.
I had no idea.
It's a lot.
I find that to be unsettling. What? Rather disgusting.
I mean, I don't know why. You know, you don't have to eat it. If the bird says that he wants to eat it, if that's the meal that the bird wants to have, then the bird should be able to have that, I think, you know? What does it even impact you what the bird is eating? Why don't you just eat whatever you want to eat? I assume it's trash or slop or whatever it is, you know, because you're a pig.
Yeah, I don't eat trash. Thank you, though, for falling into that pig stereotype. I eat delicious things, is what I'm going to say. And I don't want to get into it. I don't want to go any deeper, but I eat delicious things. Yeah, thank you very much.
You know, now I'm feeling like this is a little bit strange, Aloysius, because you're over there making fun of my snack, which is a very healthy snack. My doctor agrees and approves. He says that he's never seen anyone eat quite as healthy a food as I do. And then we're making fun a little bit of the frog over here, producer, for eating flies. I mean, what else is he going to eat, you know? And then me saying I'm peckish, and then you're saying, oh, what are you, with some sort of bird or something? Come on now, Aloysius. Now you're not even going to tell us what you eat? Like, how is that supposed to make us feel? This isn't a team. This isn't us coming together and learning about each other. This is just you making fun of everybody and making us feel bad about ourselves, which just doesn't feel appropriate or right, you see?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, jump onto Rufus's coattails or anything, but, you know, this whole time, it's like I don't not disagree with him about him saying these things about the food and about the making fun of and about all these you know, stuff. So, because I'm sensitive about the flies, I am. You know, people look at me and they're like, oh, girl, he eats flies? And I'm like, I'm a frog. What am I supposed to do? So, okay?
Hold on. Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah. So, okay. Thank you, producer. I apologize if I made fun of anybody. It made anybody feel bad. I feel terrible. But I remembered when you said the don't not thing, that brought me all the way back to the beginning of the episode when we were whole don't not whatever. And I had a whole point that I was trying to bring up with this episode. And we got sidetracked, as we often do. So here's what I actually wanted to talk about, okay?
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.